Last chapter on Mishnah 2, Kilkei Halev Vazakan. So this is carrying on listing things that intervene, and the next thing that intervenes is entangled hair. If hair is entangled, and if it's on the chest or the beard of a obviously of a man, not the beard of a woman, then that would intervene. Your basis is sarim beisha, but pubic hair of a woman also intervenes. Liflof shechutz la'ayin, secretions from the eye. So if there was, you know, v'gelet shechutz la'maka, also a scab that was outside a wound, right? Interesting. Varatir she'alan, if you put a plaster on it. Yeah, so the, and if you put a plaster on it, you can't put a plaster on it and go there. But shrafa yavesh, if there was some kind of juice that had dried on the person's skin, that would also be a problem. The gildate sur sha'al basara, also clots of dirt on the skin as well. Ubatsek shetachas atzipurin, if there was dough underneath the nails, that would also be a problem. Vel milmulin, also dirt, I mean, he's got over here, it's like dirt particles, but he says, you know, the kind of dirt where if you rub your hand, it forms, out. It like comes off, it like little forms balls. Little balls, little, yeah, that would also interpose. And then different kinds of clay interpose, tita yavain, tita yotsrim, vigad yavaini, these kind of clays, miri clay, potter's clay, or road clay. These different kinds of clays on the person's body also intervene. So this is tita yavan. What is this miri clay that we're talking about? It says tita boros. This is clay, mud of pits. It's the kind of clay or mud that is found in pits. Shneimar, and he brings a pasuk from Telim that says ve'yaleini mibosh sha'oin mitita yavan, which the pasuk says he brought me up out of a horrible pit and of the miri clay. So from this pasuk, it's showing you that miri clay is the kind of clay found in a pit. Tita yotsrin kemashma'o. The next thing is, he says that potter's clay, we mentioned about potter's clay, he says that's in the literal sense, means just that, potter's clay. Rabbi Yossi mata b'shel yotsrin matama b'shel maraika. Rabbi Yossi declares pure in the case of potter's clay, and declares impure in the case of maraika, a different kind of clay. So he would hold that potter's clay wouldn't be a problem if it was on the person's body.
Might just wash off, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. V'gait yevani, it's a road clay. What's that? Eli yostos hadrachim. It's the same as roadside pegs. And he brings over here that what would happen is it, when it would dry, it would form like hard protrusions. And they used to call those roadside pegs. So that's what the road clay is talking about. Shein tovlin ben v'lumat bilin oisan, and he says you can't immerse in it if it forms part of the mikveh, doesn't form, you know, you can't go into the clay, and if it's on your body, so you can't immerse with it on your body. V'sha'ar kol atit, other kinds of clay, matbilin bo keshehu lach, one could immerse in other kinds of clay if they're wet. If they're wet, they're not considered an interposition on the body. For lo yitbul ba'avak she'al raglav, one can't immerse with dust on his feet. He's got dusty feet, he says, because it might stick together in the water, and then it will interpose. Lo yitbul es ha'kum kumus pechamin, and also says one can't immerse a kettle with soot. If the kettle has got soot on it, it has to be cleaned off. Ele imkan shifshaf, it's only if he rubs it off, so then can he immerse the kettle.